Wow. Bronny James just scored 17 points in the NBA. Not college, not the church league, not the G League, not overseas. In the NBA versus the Milwaukee Bucks with the former MVP on their team, on the court, sharing the court with him. Not alone did he just score 17 points, but he was amongst the highest scoring on his team as well. That sure do look like he belongs in the NBA to me, which a lot of you try to claim that his father was not a good father for believing in his child and knowing that he belongs there.
I am pleading with LeBron James as a father. Stop this. Stop this.
Stephen A. Smith screamed the loudest that LeBron James wasn't a good father for believing in his child. LeBron James was not a good father for allowing his son to come to the NBA, as if he know his son better than LeBron does. Stephen A. really think he know LeBron James' son better than he do. You don't. And a parent know their child better than anyone. No one in reality thought a 55th pick would come on that floor and be able to do what he just did. But y'all tried to convince everyone to believe that that's what they should have expected when they never have expected it from anyone else. People so often want to try to bring down black fathers because they tried to make it seem like we didn't exist once before. So you want to continue to try to take away from us. They did it with LaVar Ball, try to tell him that his kids wouldn't be successful. He had too much confidence in his kids, but every single one of them has touched the NBA floor. Every single one of them are millionaires. Every single one of them has surpassed their father's dreams. And he still believes in them to this day, and he know that they're not done. That belief in a father, having a mother that also believes in the kids just like the father and allows that father to be a father and don't get in his way of that because she trusts his vision as she should. When they see good black fathers, they want to try to diminish them at every possibility because they put so much effort into trying to make society believe that we don't exist. And we all know back in the day, they even stooped down to incentivizing women to not have black fathers in the home. And a lot of them fell for it, unfortunately. And a lot of people still falling for it to this day to be incentivized to not have a father in the home. Just take this child support. Just take him for all his money. Sleep with that man and then take him for all he's got because you don't need him. All you need is the money. They want this to be in your head. Because they don't want to have examples like LeBron James and Bronny James to come to light in a higher frequency. They don't want that to happen. And the way that they can avoid that, and the absolute best way they can avoid that, is to not have a father around and incentivize a woman to not allow it. To have the court systems in a favor to make it difficult for him to be around. It's right here in plain sight, and so many of us ignore it. Congratulations to Bronny James, man. I love it. I love to see it. And salute to his mom as well. Because I guarantee you, she believed in him just as much as LeBron did. She was right there on that court, just like LeBron. She was there in more frequency because obviously LeBron had more constrictions than her. But she stepped up and believed in her son, and she ain't surprised that he had the night that he had last night. LeBron not surprised that he had the night that he had last night, given that opportunity. I can guarantee you Stephen A. Smith not gonna go on a tour and talk about this. How about you go on a tour and talk about how LeBron was right? Literally, Bronny James tied for the most points on his team. It don't even matter that he lost. He was still on the court. It don't even matter that they lost. He was on the court with NBA players. He was on the court with tenured veteran NBA players. He was on the court with the MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, which we all know is an aggressive, powerful player. And Bronny James crossed him up. It's on YouTube. It's on TV. Go look. He scored 17 points. It's like anybody on earth, their first time on a stage like this, they're going to be anxious. They're going to be nervous. And y'all expect perfection as soon as he step on the court? But look at him now. He had time to get used to it. He had time to put in the work. You can't take nothing away from Bronny James. He been working his ass off. And all y'all do is try to take away from him. All y'all do is try to belittle his progress. All y'all try to do is claim that he didn't work for where he at when he did. And it's proof.
We all know that Bronny James is in the NBA because of his dad.
He was successful in high school. He was successful in college. And guess what? He already being successful in the NBA. And this is well above. He's above tracking. He's above the forecast. His father once said Bronny James was better than a lot of people in the league. And guess what? He showed it last night because he outscored most of the people that was on the court. So again, his father was right. His father expected him to develop. And anyone with common sense would allow development as well with the 55th pick coming into the NBA. But y'all didn't want to allow it. Y'all wanted to remove him and omit the opportunity to develop. You tried to say he had preferential treatment, but what you tried to do was make exceptions to the rule by removing him from the opportunity to develop just because he was LeBron James' son. It wasn't that LeBron was putting him on a team undeservingly, because LeBron didn't put him there. It was the fact that so many millions of you didn't want to give him the same opportunity, the same chances as everybody else. The media spinned it like LeBron James was doing something, when in reality, it was the media and all of you falling for it, trying to make sure that he didn't have the opportunity like everyone else, because you treated him differently than everyone else. He was the 55th pick. But you tried to diminish his opportunities just because he was LeBron James' son. Stephen A. Smith, are you going on a tour to talk about that? How you tried to twist that? And all of you, he wasn't the only one. But guess what? As black people, we were more disappointed in him because he looked like us in a position to uplift, but he decided to do the opposite, like so many of us do. The culture is so backwards. They praise foolishness and try to diminish you for greatness. Try to say you corny, try to say you a loser, try to say you a square when you're doing what you're supposed to do. And yeah, society wants you to keep feeling that way, wants you to keep pushing that, because they do not want examples like Bronny James. They don't want inspiration like that. They don't want people to see examples of this. Y'all owe LeBron James an apology. Y'all do. It don't make no sense. Bronny James have been putting in the work, and it's evident. It's evident. But you didn't want to allow him that opportunity to put in the work to develop and show up and show out. You didn't want to see it. He was ready, just like any other 55th pick. There has been no 55th pick in the history of the NBA that stepped on the court on the very first day and was the best player and was an all-star. None. But you tried to say that we should expect Bronny James to be that. And we should not give him no opportunity to develop if he don't step out there on the first day and show up and show out. You automatically said, no, he ain't ready. He should be in college. He should be there. He should be there. You was a lie. Because you fell into that whole propaganda. You fell into that nonsense that they want you to believe. Because they hate to see examples like Bronny James. And obviously you do too, deep down inside. Because you have been conditioned in such a way to hate your own. Yeah, I got on a HBCU hoodie. I went to one. I enjoy seeing the growth. I enjoy seeing success in black people. I don't care what shade they are, from dark to light. I enjoy seeing success in everyone else. But I love to see it in anyone that looked like me. Even more, like anyone else. He's been dropping 20 points, 27 points consistently in the G League. Consistently. But y'all ain't had nothing to say about that. Now he dropped 17 points in the NBA versus one of the best players in the East. versus the former MVP versus the champion. He was out here doing, he was out there doing his thing and scored. Like, we don't even got to talk about it no more. Y'all let me know y'all thoughts on this. Am I tripping? So until next time, y'all hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace. The Highest Point Podcast. More than the pod, it's a lifestyle.